Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports and your home for Fesco and Dusty with Mac Moore, executive producer. Chiefs Bills on Sunday, 325 CBS, Romo and Nance.
Look out, Jim!
Oh, he's got it back. Got it back.
Look out, Jim!
So, getting a lot of responses. Pineapple on pizza is okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Absolutely not okay.
You know how your friend brought a thing of sour cream? Can I bring some pineapples tonight to Jasper's?
What are you going to put it on?
Pasta.
God.
I am going to get the lobster ravioli, though. I've already decided.
Pineapple on pasta?
Oh, baby. Pineapple just gets me there.
Like, are you serious?
I love pineapple.
You've never put pineapple on pasta.
No.
But I would.
God.
I always eat pineapple before a big date. It's a citrus cleanser. It makes me feel good.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Pervert. I think baseball is making a strong comeback. Obviously, there was news yesterday about...
Would you have said that if the Royals had won 56 games again?
Yes, because... Well, it wouldn't fit what I'm about to play. Because I think there's a good football comparison with the way baseball is being played now. It's never going to be the NFL, so let me pump the brakes there for all of you listening. I don't think baseball will ever get to what it was in 98, 99, and 2000. I think that was probably the last time baseball will get that high. But there is reasons why it is coming back.
Attendance in baseball was up almost 5% this year from a year ago. So
right.
People are going back to the ballpark, yeah.
Well, what about shortstop? Shortstop's so interesting. I watched, Harold, I watched Bobby Witt Jr. He was the first player that I hadn't really seen, and then I got to see him for a whole game in person. He moves different. He's different. You talk about tools. Mm-hmm. It's like he's on springs when he runs. Boing, boing, boing. And he's a big body, just gets to everything, the range. He's a different, special player.
I think this is the toughest category in the whole sport because... Lindor had an amazing season.
Yes, he did.
Gunnar Henderson had an amazing season. Bobby Witt Jr., you just talked about. Ellie De La Cruz is the most exciting player in the game.
What's his ceiling? Because we haven't seen it yet.
We have not seen it. There was a big campaign to move him off of shortstop.
What do you say to that?
Hitting. What is wrong with people? My goodness.
I knew you were going to say that.
We would have never seen what we saw if we were listening to the naysayers. It's a position that develops. And as I look at this, you know, Corey Seager had the injury. Willy Adames had a big full season with power. Every guy you can make an argument for. But I think the one guy who fits every category from beginning to end is Bobby Witt Jr.
Love to hear that. When you hear that about Bobby Witt Jr. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why the Royals didn't just win 56 games. There's a reason why they're a better team. They're a better team because they have the right manager, the right ownership, and the right general manager. But they're also a better team because they have that superstar. They have what the Chiefs have. The Chiefs don't have to go into, and Bob just mentioned something to me off the air. Isn't it awesome to not have to have what these other towns are talking about? Like in Indianapolis, they have to worry about, oh, is it Flacco or Richardson this week? Well, it's Richardson. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Like in baseball, you don't have to worry about your superstars. And in baseball, when you have that superstar, your team is easier to build around. Look at the Royals right now. There's a reason that Seth Lugo came over here. They could promise him that we have Bobby Wood Jr. and Salvador Perez, which then brought in Michael Wacha, which then kept Michael Wacha, which then is now going to get Cole Reagans to be even better because he's surrounded by that talent. And you look at what shortstops are in the MLB and why the MLB is getting a little bit of an uptick. Oh, there's the big boss. I wonder if she heard this cuss.
Uh-oh. She's up here looking for Mac.
She's up here
looking for Mac. Oh, yeah. You better get Momo on the phone.
Yeah. We need some Momo. But am I wrong to say that the shortstop position is similar to the quarterback position in the NFL?
All. Not at all. It's the identical position.
Ellie De La Cruz is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Right? Flashy, entertaining.
Who's Patrick Mahomes then, though, with all the championships, right?
Oh.
Because that's the way I look at it.
Like, I don't look at it from the championship standpoint. Okay. I look at it from the build and the body, and that's Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
Right? Patrick Mahomes can scramble when need to. Bobby Witt Jr. can steal if he wants. Patrick Mahomes can throw for power. He can throw for precision. Bobby Witt Jr. can do all of that as well. Bobby Witt Jr. is a leader, and Bobby Witt Jr. is a free space on a bingo card of a franchise where you're like, so who's your shortstop in the most important position to field? Bobby Witt Jr. Okay.
There's a lot of those in baseball right now, and that's the real reason why baseball's back, because your premier position has premier players.
And they're good, you know? And they're young,
and they're
young, relatable.
And they're fun, and like the whole thing about Ellie De La Cruz, Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr.,
Francisco
Lindor,
Corey Seager.
I mean, there's like so many great shortstops. Why do you think the NFL is where it is right now? Because you've got these quarterbacks that can go out there and do unbelievable things. It's a quarterback league, and they're young and they're good. And, you know, people are starting to find them in different cities, and cities like Buffalo and Kansas City and Cincinnati and Baltimore have arguably the four best quarterbacks in the NFL, and none of them are a big market at all. And you start to look at the great shortstops, Baltimore, Kansas City, you know, Cincinnati, obviously the Mets. But, you know, you've got a situation where you're having a renaissance in baseball because the most important, flashiest, fun position has the flashiest, fun guys playing that position right now. And it hadn't been like that in a long time. Take this group of shortstops out. I mean, Jeter was good, wasn't flashy. A-Rod was moved to third. Miguel Tejada was a fun player to watch, but nothing like this. Like, we're in a quarterback renaissance in the NFL, and I think we have begun that shortstop renaissance in Major League Baseball. And they always say in baseball, you got to be strong up the middle. Catcher, shortstop, and center field. The Royals got two of those three pretty much figured out, and, you know, Bono's no slouch out in center field either, you know? So you've got makings of a really, really good team because you're strong at the most important positions on the field. But I remember, like, I feel like being as a kid, you'd see all these great baseball players. They were all shortstops, the Ozzie Smiths back in the day, right? Like, you look at those guys like, man, I want to be like that guy. Shortstop is that position. What?
Just Kyle Isbell and Bono just hit me at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Kling was saying that for years. They got Bono out there in center field. I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah. 18 Kyrix is how much he weighs. But also, Bobby Witt Jr. did something that's like a Patrick Mahomes stat this year, right? Batting title, silver slugger, and a gold glove all in the same season. Only been done once in a career.
In a career
by a shortstop. That was Alex Rodriguez.
Not a season. A career.
And Bobby did it in one year. Yeah.
In 1 year. Nobody else has ever done that.
That's why he's like a Mahomes type.
Yeah.
And by the way, he plays in Kansas City.
Yeah.
In the same parking lot as Patrick Mahomes.
Can a shortstop carry a team like a quarterback, Ken? Or do you need more surrounding cast in baseball than you do in football? I think you need more of a surrounding cast in baseball than you do in football.
Because
in
baseball, you need parts.
Yeah.
In football, I mean, Mahomes did it last year, right? I mean, he had a defense, so I mean, I guess that's kind of like his rotation.
But it's hard to win in baseball as an individual player, because you don't control. You really have four chances for the most part as an individual player, not a pitcher,
right?
But a player to influence a game in baseball.
Yeah, and somebody in the text line says it reminds him of the Nomar Jeter A-Rod era.
Yeah, a little bit, but this is flashier than that. Those were guys in bigger markets.
And those guys were older.
Yeah.
Like, Jeter didn't really come into his own until he was like 30.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like 27. But I mean, he started, he was terrible his first year. Came back his second year, was decent. Third year, he kind of figured out. And then the Yankees, and he got ugly during arbitration, which I remember watching that documentary of him and A-Rod. By the way, when they signed A-Rod, Jeter made it a rule that he will not move from shortstop.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
he was like, I'm not moving. I'm not moving. And they're like, this is the best shortstop in baseball. That's nice. I don't care.
I don't care. I'm Derek Jeter, number two. I'm the captain. Yeah. See you at third, A-Rod. And I don't like you anyway. So, no, yeah. I think the shortstop obviously is that position. I love the fact that we've seen so many great shortstops. Like the last couple of years.
You have Bobby Witt Jr. who could be Patrick Mahomes. Gunnar Henderson who could be Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You
got Ellie De La Cruz who could be Lamar. I mean, who else do we have?
Joe Burrow is what? Corey Seager?
Sure. Fine.
I mean, good. Clutch.
And Ellie De La Cruz is probably the most athletic of, like, watching that guy play is a different type of baseball player.
I'd love to see him and Bobby do like seven different skill challenges. Like, if you wanted to make the All-Star game and like appeasing and entertaining, have like De La Cruz and Bobby Witt square off in like a 40-yard dash, a home run derby, like some sort of triathlon thing for like baseball players. And yeah. I don't know who would win.
Yeah. I mean, who wins around the bases?
De La Cruz, I think. But think? It's close.
I would have said Bobby, but I don't know. I mean, it would have been.
De La Cruz is longer, and I think that's the only advantage he has.
That's a good call.
Like, Bobby went home to third in 11.1 or 11.9. De La Cruz just has that stride.
I love watching Ellie De La Cruz, too. He's awesome. He's so much fun to watch. God, think about that, though. Cincinnati has their quarterback and their shortstop. Kansas City has their shortstop and their quarterback, right?
Right.
I mean, it's wild when you think about the small market teams that are out there in the small, quote-unquote, revenue teams, smaller cities. I mean, the Reds are locked down at the two most important positions in their sports, and the Royals and Chiefs are locked down at the two most important positions in their sports for a long time to come.
Yeah, you have a three-man rotation for the Royals, a shortstop and a catcher. And in the Chiefs, you have a defense, you have a quarterback, and you have a tight end.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great, man. It's so much fun to watch these guys. I love the fact that the shortstop is having that renaissance of a position.
It's great, cool, man. Yeah. It's like,
and they can all hit because in the 80s, these guys could play defense, but nobody could hit. And then A-Rod and Jeter kind of changed.
And that's an important thing is that, you know, people say, well, baseball stats are ruined because everybody just wants a three-run homer. All these shortstop hit for at, they're all five tool.
Yeah.
They're all fast. They're all, you know, defensively sound, power, average. Like, De La Cruz can hit it to the moon. So can Bobby.
I just wish baseball would find a way to make its offseason as exciting as the NBA and the NFL.
Yeah, that's got you irked a little bit.
It does because... It
gives you a lot of fantasy football owner vibes. Like, you don't get to have this guy because I drafted him. Well, you don't own them. You don't care about them.
Yeah, but I just wish, the free agent market hit fast, goes quick. You know, it's impactful. Like, I think... Like, I saw something again today. Soto's getting close to signing somewhere, right?
Boston.
And if he signs, does that have the trickle-down effect? And does everybody else start signing? Probably not. Because Scott Boras still controls this thing, and he's the worst thing to happen to baseball of all time.
And then what's the news yesterday that they were going to go to Amazon Prime, but we don't know that for sure now?
Well, some of the Diamond Sports Group's teams are going to Amazon Prime, but the Royals, what I read at Awful Announcing, still do not have a deal figured out with Diamond Sports Group to air their games because of all the bankruptcy stuff that is going on. So they may have to renegotiate with Diamond Sports Group, but Diamond Sports Group is moving all of their games to Amazon, which is, I said to you yesterday, what's the difference between Amazon and the Bally's app?
None.
Right.
Because
Amazon, you're going to have to pay for it. It's not going to be free if you're an Amazon.
Gold tweeted and said something about that where he was like, there'd be an additional charge, obviously, if you got it. Right. So it'd probably be $15-$20 on top of... Whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
But I think the big difference is everybody's already got Amazon. So you just have to log in and go to like, it's like,
you're right.
If you have the NFL network, you get Red Zone because it's just right there. Toggle, yes, subscribe, boom. I can end it when it's done. So I think that's the biggest difference.
I think it is too. And I think, you know, people are like, they like to surf. And if you're on Amazon, you can do that. But I think, look, Major League Baseball just needs to streamline this whole thing and take it all in house and say, this is what we're doing. $99, you can get every game. $120 includes your out of market game as well for the year. And call it a day, man. And let's just be done with it. And if you could just pay $120 and get every baseball game, including your in-market game, on a streaming platform like Amazon, I think it would be very successful. Again, we're still making it difficult for people to figure out where to go for their games, right? Do I need to go to the Diamond Sports app? Is it all going to be just on Amazon? What if I have there's so many hoops to jump through with this thing. And then I read on Awful Announcing that the Royals still don't have a deal in place with Diamond Sports Group. Whether that's the truth or not, I don't know, but all this bankruptcy stuff, they're reorganizing with every team. They haven't gotten to the Royals yet.
I just want it back on 38th spot. Holly Starr, 38th spot.
And then you're getting no money, and then we can't pay Bobby Witt. So,
no doubt about it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You lose some, you win some.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.